in the Tapsi Bo Kedushin. For a regular Chai V'Lavin, that if you do marry you, the Kedushin is Chal. Like we hold La Locha, Kedushin is Chal in the Chai V'Lavin. To Naveira, you have to give her a get, but at Kol Ponim, you need a get, the Kedushin is Chal. In a case where you master Gerushosoi, if you remarry your wife after you gave her a get and she got married to somebody else with the Suyin, if you remarry her, it's a Chai V'Lavin. So even though it's a Chai V'Lavin, there the kid is not a mamzer. Why? The Tafsi Bo Kedushin. Because the Kedushin is Chal. Abel Hocha, but over here. Oyved Kechavim V'Yeved, when a guy or an Eved Kanani lives with an Isha, Bas Yisrael, Kiv on the light Tafsi Bo Kedushin, since there's no Kedushin. A Bas Yisrael cannot get married to a guy. A guy has no Kedushin. An Eved Kanani has been like a guy, he has no Kedushin. So therefore, Kechai V'Krisis Dami, they're like a Chai V'Krisis, that are called upon him, the kid is called a Mamzer. That's what we want to say now. According to Shimon HaTimoni, by an Eved, Habu, Abbas Yisrael, or a guy that lives with a Jewish girl, the Lacher is a kid, the Mamzer. Because since the Kedushin is not Chal, therefore the kid is called the Mamzer. And this the Gemara says, no, Meisrei have a Kasha. It says clearly, Oyved Kechavim V'Yeved, Habu, Abbas Yisrael, what's going to be the Lacher when Oyved Kechavim a guy, or an Eved, Kenani, lives with Abbas Yisrael, the din is Avlad Mamzer. That's what the Tanakhama says. True, the Vlad Taker is a Mamzer. But this could be, according to Rabbi Kiva, this could be, that a Chai V'Lavin, the kid is a Mamzer. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Raimer, Ein Mamzer Elimimi Sheisura Yiserva. The Yonish Chorus, no. If Shimon says clearly that who's called a Mamzer only when the parents are over in Issa Erva, and the Yonish is an Yonish Chorus. Mashenkin, when a guy lives with a Bas Yisrael, there's no Issa Erva involved, there's no Einish Chorus. Therefore, the kid tak is not a Mamzer. So not like we're saying. According to Shimon HaTimoni, the kid would not be a Mamzer. The Rashi says, Ein Mamzer, Rashi says. V'yeho hai tono ke Shimon HaTimoni sirulei. This Tana here, we have Shimon ben Yehuda holds like Shimon HaTimoni. Who Ketani and Philly says, V'yevah, v'yechav, v'yevah, the Ein Mamzer. He says, clearly, if a guy or an Eved lives with a Bas Yisrael, and they have a kid, the kid is not called a Mamzer. What makes a Mamzer Lalech we hold only in a case where there's an Erva involved and a Chiv Chorus? If there's no Einish Chorus involved, then there's no Din Mamzer. So we're also like this. Elo Amar Rav Yosef, Ma Nakel Moedim, who do you mean, who agrees, who holds this Yisoid, that an Eved, Habu, Bas Yisrael, or a Goy, makes the kid into a Mamzer? Rebbe, goes according to Rebbe. So what's Rabbi Shita? That Afagav the Rabbi Yain, even though Rabbi says, Ein advar malolo amurim, elo divar Rabbi Kiva, it was only said according to Rabbi Kiva Shita, Shoyois chalut sekerva, velele srulei, Rabbi himself does not hold like Rabbi Kiva. Rashi says, Afagav the Kama Rabbi, perek Rabbi Gamliel, that Ein biyach chalitza. In the case where you give chalitza, you're not allowed to make beer afterwards. You can't make yibim anymore or live with her. The imcholat lezu, or bo lezu, and it's richa meno get. If you make beer with one, you make chalitza with one. So now the other one is called the chai v'lavin. So you should know if you marry her, kedushin is not chai, you don't need to get. That's what it says there. O kamas, the Rebbe said there, ein advar malolu amurim de bia acha chalitza le tavsi le divra mekiva. That you say if you're makadish, the Yavama, after you make chalitza, Kedushin is not chal, even though it's only a chai v'lavin, that goes according to Rabbi Kiva Shita. That Rabbi Kiva holds, chai v'lavin is like an erva. Rashi Yavul Libidei, but Rabbi himself, Loi Smirulai does not hold like this. He doesn't know that chai v'lavin Kedushin is not chal, but the other rabbi, the other way, Kedushin is chal. If you marry a chai v'lavin, Kedushin is chal, you have to give her a get. Still, Rebbe agrees, by Noevi Kechavim or an Eved, when they live with a Bas Yisrael, the kid is a Mamzer. There it's worse. Why? So like this. V'rafagav the Rebbe Yomer. Terei nadvar malolo amur mel divi Rebbe Kiva. Who said that after Chalit, the Kedushin is not Chal on Rebbe Kiva Shita? Shoyoise chalutza kerva. Rebbe Kiva, that a chalutza would give chalitza, she's mamish like an erva. V'leilei srulei. But Rebbe himself does not hold like this. Rebbe himself holds, Chai V'Lavin, Kedushin is Chal. You have to give a get. The kid is not a mamza by regular chai v'lavin. But I'll tell you, but over here, Rebbe agrees. But b'yoyve kechovim by a goy. V'yeved, or never kanani that lives with a bas Yisrael, moida. Rebbe here agrees that the kid is a mamza. Why? T'chiyosi ravdimi. Omer Rav Yitzchak bar Ravudimi. Mishum Rabbeinu, the name of Rabbeinu means Rebbe, is Oyve Kichovim V'yevet Abo Abbas Yisrael. If a goy or an eved lives with Abbas Yisrael, you should know Avlad Mamzer. You see, clearly Rebbe holds that a kid is a Mamzer. Only by regular Chai V'lavin, since the Kedushin is Chal, we say the kid is not a Mamzer. But a goy and an eved Kenan that has no Kedushin, so if they live with Abbas Yisrael, the kid Taker is a Mamzer. That's what they hold. Here it's worse because the Kedushin is not, because he's not a bar Kedushin. See, it's a lot. But this love is worse because here Kedushin is not Chal. The verse says now, Rabbi Acha Sarha Bira, Rabbi Acha, the head of the Sarah by Bira, Rabbi Tanchum Bred the Rabbi Chia, Ish Kfar Aku, who lives in the place, Ish, the place of Kfar Aku, Poruk Hanish V'yosa. It happened once, they both redeemed ladies that were captured by the Goyim. Hanish V'yosa. There were two ladies, Yiddish ladies, that were captured by the Goyim, and they freed them. They were poor, they paid them, they ransomed. They paid them, they freed them. Pidyon Shavuyin. Now, the Osir Mi'arma L'Tveria. These two ladies came from Arma, and they went to Tveria. Have a Chod Diabra. One of them, Taka, was pregnant. From who? From a Goy? When they were captured by the Goyim lived with them. Have a Chod Diabra Mi'arvichavim. One of them was pregnant from a Goy. So the question, when is now, what's the loch of this kid? Is the kid a mamzer or not? We also the kaim of the Rabbi Ami. They went and asked the question in front of Rabbi Ami. Omalu, he said like this, Rabbi Yochanan for Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Chanina. The Amr, they all both say, the three of them, they both say, that Oyvei Kechovim, V'yevet Abu Abbas, Yisrael Avlad Mamzer. It's talking a loch like Rabbi, like we're saying, you should know the kid Taker is a mamzer. Even though it was by Boynish, and he was forced to do it, but the mindset of the kid's a mamzer. Since the father is a goy, halacha is the kid is a mamzer. Omer Rav Yosef said back like this, Revusa lemesh of Gavri, like Stam, you want to find people that say the kid's a mamzer? Like, there's no big chiddush to find me people, because I could find you a lot of people say the opposite way also. In other words, I asked you what lemaisa is the halacha. So don't just tell me over what people say, because some of people say, I bring you a list of people that say the opposite way. Ho Ravu Shmuel b'Bavel, Ravu Shmuel from Bavel, Rav Yeshua ben Levi, O Ba'akapora b'Eretz Yisrael, V'yarmulon some say chalufei, that Ba'akapora v'yayel zikne dorim, take out Ba'akapora and put in the zikne dorim. The Yamri, they say shita like this, they hold, and the loch is like this, that the kichovim v'yevit, ha'abu ha'bas Yisrael avlad is kosher. You should know if the father is a goy and the mother is a Jew, the kid is also a kosher a Jew. She's pogam lakuna will soon see, but I call upon him, he's not called a mamzer. He's not called a mamzer, and therefore the kid is kosher. Another year, another Jew could marry him. So, kids, what he meant to say is that I asked you before, what's the locha? Don't just tell me what people say, because I'll tell you what other people say. What I meant to ask you, what is the locha? Say, Elo, I'm a Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef is like this. Rebbe, he goes according to Rebbe. That Rebbe in the what? What? What does that mean? That the Chiyosi Ravdimi, when Ravdimi came, Omer Rebbe Yitzel Bar Ravdimi, Mishum Rabbeinu, the name of Rebbe, that Omru said over, Oyvi Kechovim V'yevet Abo Abbas Yisrael Avlad Mamzer. That's Rebbe Shita. The Rebbe holds L'maisel Halacha, that the father is a goy, the kid Taker is a Mamzer, and no other Jew is allowed to marry him. Now, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Yomar, he holds no Havlad Makukul. He holds no, not that the kid is a mamzer, but there's something wrong with the kid. He's a kilkul, there's something wrong. What does that mean? Laman. What do you mean he's Makukul? Eli Melakahal, if you want to tell me that he's like a mamzer, he's also Lakal, another Jew can't marry him. For the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yeshua said, Havlad Kosher? No, the kid is Mutal Lakal. Kid is not a mamzer. He's Mutal Lakal. Se'elu Lakuna. That's what you want to tell me, Avlad Makukul. Makukul means lacuna. It means even though the kid is not a mamzer, another Yisrael is allowed to marry, but a kopona makoyin cannot marry her. If it's a girl, she's pogum lacuna. And that's the locha. That if you have a father that's a goy, and the mother is a Jew, the kid is also a Jew, but I call upon him, the kid is pogam lakuna. Her kain is not allowed to marry her. So now the kula amaroi, the machshiru, even all the amaroim that say that a goy, habu abas yisroel, the kid is not a mamzer, but you should know, moideshav lad pogam lakuna. Everybody agrees that the kid taker is pogam lakuna. Her kain is not allowed to marry her. Why? Mikal v'chayim mi'amon, avakal v'chayim fin amon l'koyin godol. Ma amon l'koyin godol. Ma duch in a case where a koyin godol marries an amona. Shein yisur shava bakil. The yisur does not apply to anybody else. It's only an yisur to a koyin godol. He's the only person that can marry an amona. Everybody else is allowed to marry an amona. So it's called an yisur shein shava bakil. Pogum. We say if they have a kid, the kid is pogim lakuna. Zoo, over here, we have a guy living with a Bas Yisrael. She Yisur Shava Bakoil. No Jew is allowed to live with a guy. Is they a din but not pogim? Shouldn't it for sure be that the kid should be pogim lakuna? So where it says no, maybe Mali Amon Lakoin Godol, you can't bring a proof from that case. I'll tell you there, it's something different. By an Amon Lakoin Godol, Shekeni Yatsum is Chalelas. She also becomes Psula. She also becomes a pekam to a kohen. Like even if the kohen gadol dies, another kohen now is not allowed to marry her. So maybe that's why a kid becomes pogam. But by a guy living with a bas yisrael, maybe the mother does not become pogam. Samura says no. Ha chinami here also. Kivin shenivah la posla. That's the halacha. That if a isha live with a guy, the halacha is that isha cannot marry a kohen anymore. A kohen is also to marry a lady that live with a guy. The Yomer Reb Yechna, Mishum Reb Shimon. Minayin, how do we know? Liyavi Kechovim, V'yevera Abu HaKahanis, V'yal HaLeviya, V'yal HaYisraelis. She'a Posla, how do we know that if a Goy or an Eved lives with even a Yisraelis, that she is now Posla to marry a Kain, her Kain cannot marry this Isha, even though they didn't get married. Just that that be, if they live together, the Isha becomes Posla Kuna. Shenem the Posik says, Ubas Kain Kisiyya Almona Grusha. So we dash it like this. Mi sheyeshlo yalmonis v'gershin bo. She could only get married in a case where it's possible to have kedushin and gershin. That's by Yisrael. Mashenkin a goy, yotzu oivik echovim v'yevid. Shein ben almonis v'gershin bo. Halacha is by a goy, there's no din kedushin, there's no din gershin. A goy is not in the pasha of kedushin and gershin. Therefore, the halacha is if an isha lives with a goy, she herself does become posel lakuna. Therefore, it's a good kal v'chomer, that's the halacha, that if a goy lives with a bas yisrael, both the mother now becomes posel to a kohen, and if they have a kid, the kid is also posel to marry a kohen. If it's a girl, the kohen cannot marry her. Nothing. Don't get married to anybody then. So tomorrow, Omalei Abayis, Abayis like this. My chazas the samchis ad the Rav Dimi. Who told you to be samch on Rav Dimi? Said over samch ad the Ravin. Maybe hold what Ravin says. The one is that the chiyosi Ravin Amar Rav Nosin for Rav Yehuda Nosi Morim Bo Latera. They say no Latera that she's mutter to marry a kohen. They paskin Latera. Oh man, Rav Yehuda Nosi Rebbe. Who's Rav Yehuda Nosi Rebbe? V'yaf Rav Morim Bo Latera. And even Rav was also Morim Latera to say that she's mutter. Not only mutter. We were going before. Who asked you to be samech? The question like this: my chaz, the samchaz are the Rav Dimi. Who asked you to be samech on Rav Dimi that he says the Vlad's a mamzer? Be samech on Rav and he says no, the kid is not a mamzer. Now we only question now if the kid's a mamzer. Again, a guy that lives in a Bas Yisrael, is the kid a mamzer or not? So we asked you to be samech that the kid is a mamzer. Be samech latera. O man, Rav Yudah Nosi Rebbe. V'yaf Rav Marabon Latera, Rav is also Marabon Latera, that the kid is not a mamzer, the kid is mutter to Yisrael. V'enech Nami, a kohen is also to marry her. So what was the case? To who the Yos Lekayim with the Rav? Once happened, someone came in front of Rav. Omalei, Oivei Kechovim V'yevar Abba Abbas Yisrael Mal. So he asked Rav, what's the locha? In a case where a guy lived with Abbas Yisrael and had a kid, Omalei, so Rav answered back, Avlad Kosher. You should know the kid is not a mamzer, the kid is kosher. Another Yisrael can marry him. Can marry her. Omalei, havlo bratecha. If so, give your daughter, let your daughter marry. If you say the kid is here was a boy, say the boy is not a mamzer, so let your daughter marry. So he says, lo yibn lecha, no, I won't give you my daughter. Omre, asimim achil rav. Amre yinshi. People say like this.
Right.
Yes, and that was a maisa that someone came in front of Rav and said the case was over Chovan Bobas Yisrael. So he said the kid is kosher. So he asked Rav Zoi, give him your daughter. He said, no, lo yivn lecho. So Rav Simi Bachi l'Rav. So Rav Simi Bachi said to Rav, like this. Amri, people say like this. It's a martial expression like, Gamla b'moda, you have camels in Modai, a kabo rakada, that they could dance on top of a kav, on top of a basket, they could dance. So they said like this, a kabo, here's the basket. Well, Gamla, here's the camels. Well, Modai, this is the place. Well, a rakta, they don't dance. In other words, here also, you're Rav Simi, what are you saying? You're Rav, you're saying it's muta. You're saying, case where a goy lives with a bas Yisrael, the kid is kosher. Says, so how come you're not giving your daughter, how come you're not letting this person marry your daughter then? Omalai, he said back like this, in a havoc, Yeshua ben Nun, even if it would be as chashel as Yeshua ben Nun, lo yavin alei, my own daughter, lo yavin alei brate. My own daughter I don't want to give away, even though I hold it smutter, but my own daughter I wouldn't give it away, even if it's like Yeshua ben Nun. So he answers back like this, Omalai, if I would be like Yeshua ben Nun, if you would not give me your daughter, but other people would give him his daughter. In other words, if he would be a chasher v'yid, nothing wrong with him, there would not be any problem. Of course, he'd find the shidduch. But this person now, since Lamaisa he was born, his father was a goy that lived with a bas Yisrael. So, ima lo yoyiv lo, if you're not going to give him your daughter, achrina lo yoyiv lo, other people also won't give. In other words, you're the one that's matter. You hold that a goy habo abas yislov lot is kosher. You hold the kid is mutter. So, if you're not going to give your daughter to him, so other people also won't do it. That's why here it's more important. Samara says still, lo yheve kozo mikame. So I said, still, he didn't want to give his daughter, and the person would not go away from him. Is Yoiv be'enes, the rabbi put his eyes, looked at him, for shachar, the person was mace. Like he didn't leave him alone, so again, like an ayin hara, cause an ayin hara, he was mace. That was the mace. If I call upon him, that's the psak halacha, that the kid is kosher to marry into a Yisrael. Only to a kohen is he also. Is she also. Tomorrow now, vi'af rav masna marabolatera. Even Rav Masn also held it was mutter, that a guy that lives with a bas Yisrael, the kid is kosher. The Yaf Rav Yehuda Maribolater, even if Rav Yehuda also paskin that the kid is mutter. Tichy also came with Rav Yehuda, when they came in front of Rav Yehuda with such a case. Omalei, he said like this, Zil Itmar, in a case again where the child was born, the mother was a Jewish lady, but the father was a guy, in a case where a guy lived with a bas Yisrael, and they had a kid. So the kid came in front of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda told him like this: "Tchiyas l'kaim with Rabbi Yehuda, Amalei zil itmar, go hide, means go someplace else, go to a place that nobody will know who you are, and get married there. In other words, la locha yamuter, but don't tell people you yichus that people won't want to marry you. If you want to stay around here where everybody knows about you, then marry a girl the same thing like you, marry another girl also that has the same yichus like you, that the father was a girl and the mother was a Jew." In other words, the kids are your mutter, and the answer is go to another place where nobody knows what happened, and if you want to stay around here, you'll have to find Bas Minoch. When he came in front of Rav, Amalei the same thing. Oi goli, or you either go away to another place where nobody knows your history and get married there, or Bas Minoch. If you want to stay around here that people know your history, then the answer is to find another Shidduch, the same type like you. Where again, her father was also a guy. Shochulei b'nei b'michsei l'rabba. The children of b'michsei send a question to Rabba. Mi shechetziv eved v'chetziv ben chervin. Let's say not a complete eved kanani. You have an eved kanani that's half free. The eved kanani half was free. In other words, first two shutfim, two Jews owned him, and one Jew was meshacha freed his half. So what's the halacha? Again, it's Misha Chetzir Eved V'Chetzir Ben Chorin Habu Abbas Yisrael. He lives with Abbas Yisrael. Now, what's the luck of the kid? Is the kid mutter or not? Omalei answered back like this: Hash to Eved Kuloi Amrinan Kosher Madach. Where the person, the father, is the complete Eved Kanani. Still, we say the luck of the kid is kosher. Chetzir Miboy, where half of him is freed, with the Ben Yisrael that half. For sure, the kid is kosher. Omer Rav Yosef said like this, Mora de Shemaita Mani, who said over this halach, who's the Mora de Shemaita? Rashi says, Yom Avichav Yom Rabobas Yisrael B'nai Kosher, who's the one that said this halacha that the kid is kosher?